Howard Dean, well-educated suburbanites are sick of Republicans, Dems will win House in 2022. By Pam Key on May 18, 2021. Former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean, DBT, said Tuesday on MSNBC's The Beat that well-educated suburban people were sick of Republicans' 2020 election fraud claims. He predicted, therefore, they would vote for Democrats to keep control of the House in the 2022 midterms. Pollster Cornell Belcher asked, "You know, Governor, I'm interested. If you look at what Republicans are doing and looking towards the midterms, I mean, what do you think about their positions for the midterms? When you think they have to win back a lot of suburban districts here in order to take the House. A lot of college-educated white voters here who reject this. We get this idea that Democrats will lose big in the coming midterms. What are your thoughts on that?" Dean said, "I think the danger for Republicans are the voter suppression laws being passed in all these states. I mean, Arizona just makes the whole thing look ridiculous. Even some of the Republicans in Arizona think the Senate has become a joke out there. But their big weapon, their only weapon, is redirecting. If the election were held today, we would kick their butts because I think the public, especially well-educated suburban people, are sick of this. It is not just well-educated white suburbanites. It's well-educated suburbanites, period. They are just sick and tired of all this stuff and they actually love America, and the Republicans clearly don't." He added, "So I don't buy for a minute we will get clobbered midterms. The Republicans will do their damnedest with redistricting to cost us some seats. But for every seat they pick up in a place like Texas, they are losing one in New York or in Michigan. So I'm not that worried about it. I think we need to be on our toes. We need to get stuff done. Biden is doing the job that needs to be done. You know that this is a referendum on Joe Biden in the midterms. So far, he's going to win that referendum." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.